Now, a third of the food we eat is directly dependent on pollination. So it's no wonder there's a great deal of concern about the future of the humble honeybee. They're crucial to our ecosystem, but they're facing a crisis. Numbers have been declining for years, but the last two winters were some of the worst on record for the bee population. So it's good to know they've got the Women's Institute on side. The WI's SOS for Honeybees campaign has been running since 2009. And here in Norfolk, they're doing their bit with a special open house event at the headquarters in Norwich later today. And Wally Webb is there for us this morning. Hi, Wal.
Hi, good morning to you. Look at this now. The clouds are beginning to part and show clear blue sky, and the sun's breaking through and shining down this wonderful garden, which is at the back of one of the many historic houses on All Saints Green in the city. You can imagine a merchant living here and stepping out of the French doors into his lovely garden. It's been restored somewhat over the years since the WI acquired it back in 1952. It was originally built in 1788, and the garden is an integral part of the whole place. It's beautiful this morning. With me, Mary Durrell, who's the Vice Chairman of the National Public Affairs for the WI.
That is correct,
it
yes.
It is lovely to see you, and of course you're based here as well, aren't you?
Yes, this is our Norfolk headquarters.
And Wendy Adams, the County Chairman.
Good morning.
Morning to you. Yes. Isn't this a treat to see?
It's beautiful, the sun shining on this lovely Saturday morning.
Let's walk onto the garden, because we're on the gravel car park at the back. Everywhere needs car parking, but you've managed to save this little piece.
Yes, we've saved this little piece here, and it's got a bit overgrown over the years, so we're currently restoring it back to its former glory. Mm. Now, you stopped me right next to the bit that we actually haven't restored quite yet. We're leaving this wild at the moment because we think that will be very good for our pollinators.
Yeah, and you've got a honeysuckle there that's roaming its way through the trees and the bushes.
Absolutely, yes, and we've got the Japanese anemones. They're very fond of those, and that takes the bees into autumn, of course. And so that's important.
Just how important are bees to our existence?
Absolutely vital. If you think you could exist just on bread and rice, then we can do without the bees. But if there's anything else in your diet, strawberries, apples, all the things that we get from our fruits and vegetables, then we need our bees.
I once heard it said that if bees didn't exist as of now, that the human race would be extinct in about a week, I think they said.
Well, I don't know about a week, but certainly
a bit of an exaggeration, but it wouldn't be too long before we were in serious trouble. You know, we don't appreciate these things sometimes till they've gone. And we're trying to not get to that situation by giving them a helping hand. And all the WIs across the country are doing the same thing.
And how much work has gone into this garden? Because it got neglected for a while, didn't it? Well, overgrown, certainly.
It got overgrown because some of our members were getting a little elderly. And it's the kind of thing, again, a bit like the bees. You tend to take it for granted. And suddenly you turn around and think, oh, it's looking a little bit sad. So we decided, because of the campaign to help the bees, that it was a golden opportunity to revamp the garden. So a whole group of us got together. And this is the partial result. We haven't finished, but at the moment it's looking much better than it did.
As part of this, because it's a national campaign, Save Our Bees, isn't it? Well, you're going to throw your doors open this afternoon.
We very much want all of you out of there listening to come in and see us today. Walk down All Saints Green. We're just a couple of doors past John Lewis. Drop in. We'll have a cup of tea for you. There's going to be a cake stall. You can come and buy some of our plants, because we've got so many members contributing them. We haven't been able to plant them all in the garden, so we've got a plant stall for you this afternoon. And we're really looking forward to seeing you all. 2 o'clock this afternoon, 2 o'clock through to 4 o'clock. Our doors are open. You can even come to the back door if you want.
Right, round the back to the car park, but of course the emphasis not on so much on the house, but particularly on the garden.
We really want you to see the garden today, because it's been quite easy for us to put in bee-friendly flowers. Bees like any open flower, they'll come and visit them. We're planning to put flowers in that are open in the winter, in the spring, in the summer and in the autumn. We want to keep the bee season open and buzzing.
And of course, if you do come along this afternoon, you might well find yourself rubbing shoulders with Chloe Smith. Simon Wright said he's coming, maybe even Norman Lamb.
We're hoping so. He said he would if he could, and we're very grateful for their support in this campaign, because it is so vital. And I mean, we see ourselves, if we look around where we are in Norwich, we are about the only bit of greenery in this particular little area, and so the bees need these little oases every so often to refuel.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. Have a very successful afternoon. And now, of course, WI, famous for a cup of tea. I think that's what we should do.
Yes, I think so. Let's get the kettle on,
right.
Wally.
Good girls.
Famous for a cup of tea with the bees. Thanks, Wally.